This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, another hour. We are here at your service and on your side. We being Jennifer Horan, Kara Schillen, me, Doug Steffen, to present another good day and proof positive that if you snooze, you lose. You don't know how to use what you lose when you snooze. And let's see what's trending, Jennifer. I was kind of interested in the continuing focus on the North Korea, the summit with the dictator. I know the left wants me to suggest that there were two dictators at the event, right? And that the general wisdom of some people. Anyway, the North Korean sanctions could be eased pretty quickly, according to the president. He seems to have been very interested. There are people who, like Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't like the idea of soldiers leaving the Korean Peninsula, although I guess that was discussed amongst other things. 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. What about bringing them back home? So where do you think all of this is going? What direction do you think you've analyzed? And I'm sure you've talked about it on your local Los Angeles program. What are people saying? What are you thinking? How's that trending?
Well, I think that it was more of a symbolic summit to show that the United States and North Korea are talking, right? This is less about some sort of detailed agreement moving forward and more about intention. And I think the intention alone is a win for the United States. The fact that we are waking up today safer than we were waking up a year ago with the threat of a rocket attack on one of our U.S. cities is a win. Now, did this really set a huge path forward? Yeah, there are a few action items. Kim went back to North Korea. He's supposed to dismantle another nuclear testing site. He is going to recover and return the remains of our U.S. soldiers that fell during the North Korean War that are still in the possession and control of North Korea. The only concession the United States made is that we would put a halt on military exercises or military testing, because Kim Jong-un would freak out about it. Every single year there would be these annual military war games, is what they call, but military exercises that would happen between South Korea and the United States. We've done them every year, and every year Kim Jong-un absolutely freaks out thinking that it's a practice for invasion. So those will be halted. But I think it's important we don't remove our military yet. We have to make sure that Kim knows that the pressure is going to be there until he really makes big changes. And the sanctions have to be there. The military pressure all has to be there, because that's what led him to the table to begin with.
Mm-hmm. So there are people speculating China is the big winner in this summit, or whatever some people called it, the un-summit, whatever it was, the meeting. What about China's role here, and why would some say that the important takeaway from this is that the U.S. is going to be a marginal player now at the end of the day in that area, leaving the Chinese more in control? Is that reliable information? Is that something that makes sense? Is that what comes out of this?
Well, there's no doubt that China has an impact over Kim Jong-un. In fact, they're the only country that really still have any dealings with him. Everybody else has isolated him. So there's no doubt that having him more mainstream is a benefit to China. And also, China will be a part of rebuilding a North Korean free economy, if that's the route they continue to choose to go. If he is serious about making changes, and if he believes President Trump's timeshare video, which was shown to him at the beginning of the meeting of what could be with North Korea, well, China will be a huge part of that North Korean economy. They'll be able to go in and build and do all sorts of things.
Yeah. All right. So that's the take. I want to come back domestically here and examine with you, Jennifer, what Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said, the new ruling that prevents a lot of victims of domestic abuse and gang violence from seeking asylum here. Excuse me. What's the basis for that decision? Is it binding? Are the immigration judges going to tell them to go pound sand? What's the ruling likely to
do? I think it should actually stick, because even though maybe it doesn't make you feel great all the time, it is the law that he is trying to enforce. He's not making up new elements of the law. He's enforcing what's already on the books. There are a lot of asylum seekers who game the system, and there's a lot of asylum-seeking abuses in this country, and so Jeff Sessions is looking to crack down on those types of abuses.
Gang victims of domestic violence, gang violence.
Well, people come in and they come up with a story about why they need asylum, and so there isn't a lot.
Do you have to have proof? When you make a claim like that, do you have to have proof?
Sure.
Or you just say, I'm seeking asylum because my mother beat me?
Well, the most serious of cases, you'll have proof behind you. I mean, people seek asylum for all sorts of political conflicts in their own country, those types of things. For personal conflicts, I do believe you have to prove something. And so I think that burden of proof is going to maybe be a little higher now. It's not just going to be everybody that says, oh, I've got a hangnail, or oh, I was a victim here, and be allowed in the country.
Please, I don't want to come and get a hangnail.
How so it works, right.
Here's what Sessions wrote. The mere fact that a country may have problems effectively policing certain crimes like domestic violence or gang violence, or that certain populations are more likely to be victims of crime, cannot in and of itself establish an asylum claim. And that is on the books. It wasn't followed policy-wise by other administrations, but it is on the books. So,
right. And this is the job of the Attorney General, is to not necessarily create laws, but to actually implement the laws that are already there, not pick and choose what's convenient.
And that's one of the things that's a real bugaboo, Jennifer, of our system, because we keep passing laws when some event takes place. Okay, let's pass another law. Gun control, more laws. There are tons of laws on the books that are ignored by authorities. So why don't we enforce why don't we give the Congress of the United States a year off, and let's see if we can ferret out some of these laws that affect all of us that aren't being used, aren't being enforced, and put those into action. This may be one of them, a lot of different examples we probably could come up with, but there's so much stuff that isn't being done, and it's almost, quote-unquote, criminal in and of itself. Because these things
have
been passed.
But even if you don't like the laws, even if you think that the laws aren't fair, then put Congress to work for a year and actually get them to do something and change it. That's the real problem, is that people are getting all upset about Jeff Sessions or Trump or whoever they want to get upset about. If you don't like the laws, you actually have to change the way it's written. And to do that, you need Congress, and you've got to rally them to realize why it's important.
Yep. There you go. All right, it's 13 and change past the hour on today's DJV show. Don't forget, this week we are giving away, yes, you heard that correctly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, you heard me say free. We are giving away, now that I have your attention, what are we giving away? We're giving away a GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower. I didn't say mini me, I said mini mower. And then we're giving away also, if that wasn't enough, a HydroShot portable power cleaner from Works, W-O-R-X. Now, you're saying to yourself right now, I haven't heard you talk about this, Doug. How do I get involved? Well, here's what you do. You go to djvshow.com and you fill out the contest form, making sure that we see Works giveaway in there somewhere in the subject line. And then after you filled it out, take it 4 seconds, you click it and submit it, and that's it. We've given away this combo to Janet Chrisman in Sacramento, to Mike Collins in Tucson, Brenda Clement in Hickory, North Carolina. Was there an S on the end of her name, Kara, or is it Clement?
Just Clement.
Clement. Mm-hmm. Brenda's the most recent winner. We're giving away one more of these probably on Friday for Father's Day. So line up now, sign up now, do the deed at djvshow.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power. And we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's see what else we've got going on here. The 2026 World Cup is officially going to take place in the United States of these Americas. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
Ooh. Well, I think it's good for the economy, certainly. We're going to get the Olympics, it looks like, and yeah, we're going to get soccer, so the World Cup. So that's it's a big deal.
Yep, it is. All right, speaking of big deals, is Pukin Putin going to meet with Donald Trump in Vienna? Is this the next, what was it scheduled for next month? Is the discussion on for next month for taking a trip? The president get on Air Force One, take a little flight to Vienna. Vienna is a great place this time.
I predicted the next summit will be with Vladimir Putin, yes.
Really?
But I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen. Vienna's been floated around. The timing on it's been floating. I don't think anything has been confirmed officially from the White House, but I do think they're going to go down that road. And the other thing that's being worked on that not a lot of people are reporting is that Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law of the president and also an aide with a lot of links to the Middle East into Israel, is going there, I think, in a month to sit down with Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia to talk about Middle East peace. So definitely, even though this is an America First administration, they are not ignoring these hot spots around the globe.
So the news media is trying to make a big deal out of Jared Kushner and his wife making $82 million last year. So.
Yeah, they're rich. What are you going to do?
Weren't they rich? He's from a real estate family. Weren't they rich before?
Yeah.
They're both from real estate.
Imagine,
families.
This is when she put her company on hold. Can you imagine what they were making before?
Exactly.
Holy smokes.
All right, United Airlines telling the story about the flight yesterday from Rome to Chicago, forced to land in Ireland after the crew discovered a security threat on board. Reports suggest the plane was diverted following the finding of a message. The message was there was a bomb on the plane threatening the, well, they didn't actually say what the threatening nature of the note was. It was found in a bathroom. So now the plane with everybody on board comes back to the United States, but I'm not sure I would want to get on the same plane again, frankly. What about you? 21 at the hour at DJV time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Get your motor running, 23 and change at the hour. You're trafficking on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. This is gross. This is a gross out. You know what Vice Media is, Jennifer? This is from the, we sort of herald this as entertainment information. Vice Media is paying for a woman to have an abortion because they're going to film it.
Perfect.
Why?
Ugh.
Vice is a division of HBO, apparently. So,
they probably want to show the process and the interest.
Yeah.
More power there to them, maybe, because I'll tell you what, going to Catholic school in high school, one of the classes we had was like Christian woman or Christian man or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they actually made us watch a video featuring two abortions. Mm-hmm. And, boy, if you want your opinion to turn on that real fast, yeah, you watch those videos, because it is pretty
My opinion has always been consistent on that. I don't like them.
Yeah, it's very gruesome.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some music news now. 25 past the hour. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, was a very important part, apparently, of the Tony Award celebration on Sunday. The big ratings were supplied by the boss's presence. CBS show, which this was Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles, right?
The show
was seen by 6.32 million. Normally, it's below 6 million. Although it was, when Hamilton won, it was 8.74 million a couple of years ago. The highlights of the
mainstream shows this year, too. They had Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants. And
right.
So I think it's a little more accessible than sometimes when it feels a bit elitist and snobby.
Right. But the big problem was the Kardashians against Kanye West on Celebrity Family Feud.
I noticed
with Steve Martin. That was the problem for the original.
That's a big war.
I better night. Yes, they could have.
Who won?
Excuse me? Who won?
You know who won?
No. You know? Kardashians.
No, I'll have to look it up.
No, really. Kara, who won? The Kardashians or the Kanye West?
I don't know, but I did hear from Steve Harvey personally that Kanye West was one of the best contestants they'd ever had. So I'm thinking maybe the West
really?
Family. I don't know for sure, though.
Huh. That's interesting. All right, well, to be determined. Meanwhile, In other musical news, Carrie Underwood is kicking off Spotify's Hot Country Live series. The headliner for the special event taking place in New York City on the 4th of July. Supporting Ms. Underwood during the festivities is Dan Plesche. All right, your turn, Jennifer. Dan Plesche, please.
They are a country act, and I believe that they're married or they're going to be married. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Dan and Shay are two guys who have significant others outside of the band.
Wait, then who am I thinking of that are married that just, they just performed on Fox?
Gay or straight?
They're straight. No. I'm pretty sure they have other significant... Oh, who you're thinking of? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who am I thinking of then? They're married. They just got married, I think.
Huh.
Oh, darn it. I always get them confused with them.
Well,
yeah, Dan and Shay are two guys. The other ones, are you going to kiss me or not? They're the ones that are married. If you know, Facebook me, Jennifer Horn Radio, because it's driving me crazy.
Twitter, at Jennifer Horn, or at Doug Steffen, or at
Thompson Square, is that who
Thank you. Yes,
never,
I always get those two.
Never heard of them before, but...
There we go.
I always get
those Dan,
too confused.
We're listening to Tequila, which is the latest single, excuse me, from Dan and Shay. That's number 41 on the Billboard Hot 100 Country Tunes. Both Carrie Underwood and Dan and Shay are fresh off their recent performances at the CMA Fest. Tickets for Hot Country Live on sale at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So you want to take advantage of that. Help yourself. You want to go see this, Jennifer?
Apparently Spotify's I need to. I love Carrie, and I need to acquaint myself with Dan and Shay.
With Dan and Shay, right. All right, acquaint yourself with reality. This is the DJB Show at 28 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump returning from Singapore after his historic summit with Kim Jong-un. Air Force One landing this morning with the president tweeting shortly after that it was a long trip, but, quote, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. In an exclusive interview with Fox's Hannity last night, the president said,
one of the things I will tell you that I'm most happy about, and that, as you know, is a big sticking point, is bringing back the remains of thousands of soldiers that were killed.
This came up last minute.
This was sort of last minute, yeah. I said, would it be possible? Because I get letters all the time from families who lost a son, lost a brother, lost a father.
A federal judge has cleared the way for the massive merger between AT&T and Time Warner. AT&T's lawyer says they hope to close the deal on or before the 20th of June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a My Pillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special under promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, 34 at the hour. This is the DJV show. Hopefully, when you go through your list today of things you're thankful for, this will be one of them. We're thankful for having you there. Jennifer's thankful. Victoria's thankful. Kara's thankful. I'm thankful. And it's a good thing to have our connection. Victoria out during this portion of the program. Jennifer and I focused on what's going on with people in the news. Edgar Valdez Villarreal. You know who he is? Edgar.
Any relation
Valdez.
To Juan Valdez?
No.
Oh.
He's a former high school football player who rose through the power struggle for control of a Mexican drug cartel, sentenced to 50 years in prison, forced to return $192 million. This is the group known as La Barbie, bringing trucks full of cocaine from Mexico into the United States, shipping millions of dollars in cash back to Mexico. He pled guilty to conspiring to import and distribute cocaine, conspiring to launder money. This guy imported tons of cocaine into our country, working his way up the ranks of this powerful cartel, number two cartel, apparently Mexico, leaving in his wake all the lives destroyed by drugs, violence, hundreds of people who got in his way, got killed. How about that? And so the United States says the highest level of criminals in Mexico should know what their fate is if we catch them. And at his sentencing, he laughed. There you go. Somebody that really gets it.
Yep.
So, Yeah.
Yeah, makes you wonder what goes through their head when they laugh out loud at something like that.
So here's a victim, perhaps, of his or somebody else like him. I don't know whether I guess I'd ask you for clarification on Rose McGowan, whether she's a victim. She's going to be put on trial because she has been charged with felony cocaine possession. Documents say cocaine was found in her wallet from a plane trip last year. She's maintained she's innocent, suggesting the drugs were planted by Harvey Weinstein. Mm. So what do we think about that? She's the one who started the Harvey Weinstein thing, right? Is this credible?
She was one of them. Yeah, she was one that was in early. You know, I guess everything is possible, and Harvey Weinstein was a powerful person. But I find it hard to believe that there are drugs in your wallet. I mean, it'd be easier for me to figure out if maybe somebody dropped something in your purse. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot of work to get into somebody's purse, open up their wallet, and plant drugs without being detected. I know for me, and maybe, Carrie, you want to chime in on this, I would notice, I think, if someone was digging around in my purse to the extent that they would be pulling my wallet out, but... You know.
So what is her story? She's kind of a B-level actress, isn't she?
Yeah, well, and she says she's a B-level actress because of Harvey Weinstein. She said that he suppressed her career because of the sexual harassment. You know, I think that Rose McGowan is a good actress. She was in Charmed. That was probably her biggest project. But like a lot of the girls that were in Charmed, she just didn't find much work afterwards. She did some small parts here and there, and nothing really took off. She's blaming Harvey Weinstein. I don't. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is some truth to that, but I don't know that she would have gone on to be an A-list star had
I don't
he not
know enough about
her. In her career.
Next person in the news is Russell Wiener, president of Domino's Pizza. Mr. Wiener announced that Domino's is going to fill potholes all across our country as part of a new Paving for Pizza initiative. Ever hit a pothole and cringed? Suggested Mr. Wiener. Of course, we all have. We know that feeling is heightened when you're bringing home a carryout from Domino's. We don't want to lose any great-tasting Domino's pizza to a pothole. Ruin a wonderful meal. So this initiative allows customers to nominate their town for repairs, and if selected, the town will receive funds to help repair roads so pizzas make it home safely.
I think we should fill the potholes with pizza. What do you think about that?
Some of them are hard enough. They'd be fine. There you go. Rudy Giuliani and his wife apparently don't care much for each other anymore.
No. They're strange.
Yes, they are. Very strange and estranged. So the wife says her husband is a liar when he says he hasn't been having an affair. Insisted that the relationship began before they were separated. Lady's name is Judith Nathan. Says that Rudy has been cheating with a New Hampshire hospital administrator named Maria Rosa Ryan, who's married to an ex-Marine.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. So, Giuliani, 74.
Is there really a line? Do we believe that there is a line surrounding Rudy Giuliani?
A line.
I mean, have you seen him lately? Like a line of women fighting over him?
Why would you be fighting over Rudy Giuliani?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Like, is there really a line of women ready to fight for Rudy?
Nope. Not in my world, anyway. So good luck to anybody who wants to chase him around. You should feel lucky that
you can take my place in line.
Around. All right. Next person in the news is Gina Turgel. This woman, back in 1945, survived the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, which at that time was overrun by typhus. She was 22, working in the camp's hospital. She didn't know it at the time, but one of her young patients became famous. One of her patients was Anne Frank, who had died there when the just before the Brits liberated the camp. Girl's Diary, obviously, we know the story of that, translated into 60 languages. That's right, Anne Frank's diary. Miss Churchill, who survived not only working in that concentration camp, but four others, died this week at the age of 95. Born in Krakow, Poland in 1923, youngest of nine children. 16 years later, her life completely changed when the Nazis invaded her homeland, bombed her home city. And that's actually what started World War II. As Jews, she and her family rounded up by the Nazis and sent to a labor camp. After that camp was shut down, they were forced to walk to Auschwitz to await extermination. Then they made another death march 4 weeks to Buchenwald. She and her family eventually relocated to Bergen-Belsen, where she treated the German-born Anne Frank, whose family was captured by the Nazis. When the soldiers came to liberate the camp's prisoners, among them was a young man named Norman Turgel, spoke German. He quickly captured Gina's heart, married her 6 months later. She was the bride of Belsen, dying this week at the age of 95. What a story, huh? Mm. Imagine all. We have no idea.
Not having lived.
Most people. What, the war?
Yeah, it's like for so many people, it feels like so long ago, but it really just wasn't.
No. Not at all. Takes your breath away when you hear stories like that. It really does. Here's the story of Genevieve Villacava. You know who she is, Jennifer? Next person in the news. Genevieve Villacava loved teaching, loved her students. She died, and now people in the public education circles in the community of Dumont, New Jersey, realize how much she did love her students and teaching. She was a teacher for 45 years, mostly with learning disabilities, students with learning disabilities. Retired in 1990, continued to work with school, checking on classes, going to the superintendent's office to offer helpful suggestions on how to help these youngsters. She died in 2011. This year, the Dumont Public Schools received something they never expected. They had to figure out where it came from. A check from her estate for $1 million. She had no children, no family. She had amassed a small fortune through her savings. She was a teacher, after all. She left the donation in her will to fund scholarships for special ed, post-secondary education, that sort of thing. So beginning next year, high school graduates in that community will get scholarships for special education. If you're going to go on and continue your education and become a special ed teacher, you'll, if you went to that high school, benefit from her largesse. Wow, how about that? $25,000 a student. Not a bad deal, right?
Those are people that really... you know, and sad we don't appreciate them till they're gone.
No, it is. That's the whole tragedy of it, yeah.
Yeah, to know the scope of their dedication.
She left $100,000 to an animal refuge facility in that town and $100,000 to the Salvation Army, the local office in Dumont, New Jersey. Good for her.
Dang.
Genevieve Villacava. Did she who's you what?
I mean, she's a lot of money that she socked away.
Yeah, she did. Well, she wasn't married. She had no children. Let's listen. That's what happens. She had strong values. We all knew somebody like that when we were in school. A teacher was like that. I could give you a half a dozen, actually, people that I knew who were just like that. I remember Josephine Albacetti, 8th grade social studies teacher, 4'11", lived by herself. Mary McDuffie.
Probably knocked your socks off, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, she's tiny.
Yes, in a manner of speaking. 45 after the hour. Don't forget, registering continues for the DJV giveaway. The Works Father's Day items, the trimmer, edger, mower, and the power cleaner. You can get yours just by signing up at djvshow.com. Fill out the contest form, our form that's there at djvshow.com. Put in Works, W-O-R-X, giveaway, and then submit it. We have three winners so far. You could be winner number four this week. Sign up now while you're thinking about it at djvshow.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the last person in the focus is Joel Osteen. Joel said, I think this is... you always hear me say, I think what he says is fabulous. I'm just not sure I like all of the pieces that go with the pie. But he said last Sunday, see, when you drive home today... You got that big windshield on the front of your... Let's see if I can do it like Joel. You got that big windshield in the front of your car. And you got a little bitty rearview mirror. The reason the windshield is so large and the rearview mirror is so small is because what happened in your past is nowhere near as important as what's in your future. Hard to argue with that. That's fabulous, I think. When you drive home... You got that big windshield in the front of your car. Got that little rearview mirror. The reason the windshield's so large and the mirror is so small is because what happened in your past doesn't make any difference. Can't do anything about it. Look to your future.
And how often do we stand looking in that little rearview mirror?
Yep, forget it. 10 before the hour.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For our visit this week from Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Been on the air since Marconi invented the radio. It's a great take. Hundreds of radio stations, millions of people every week get the benefit as a fan of The Pet Show. All kinds of things going on. Answers to your questions about your pet. You can check out The Pet Show at facebook.com/The Pet Show. Twitter. .com/Warren Eckstein, Eckstein. And always find thepetshow.com. And now that I've said that, we're out of time. So, Warren's nice having you here today. Very nice to have you on the program. All right, so let's talk about one of the things that goes on in the summertime, leaving your dog outside. I leave Daisy outside. I don't trust her. I trusted Charlotte not to go away. She would go out for a while in the morning on her patrol. She'd come back and sit on the porch waiting to come in. Or she, if she wanted to get in, she'd bang her paw on the back door. I don't know that I trust Daisy because she doesn't have the same experience as Charlotte. So she's got to be used to being around. Although the other day she pulled herself. I have a harness on her. She pulled herself out of the harness and just went to sleep on the back door, by the back door on the mat. So maybe I don't have to worry about it anymore. But she, when she sees a bird or a squirrel, look out. Man, there's nothing stopping her. So
yeah, you got to remember, this is all brand new to her. She was in a cage.
Yeah,
this is all new stuff. But, you know, you brought up a really valid point. Let me just throw a statistic out there that may freak a lot of people out. In this country, over 1 million dogs are stolen every single year. Just last 2 weeks.
Just go adopt a dog, for God's sakes. Yeah. Why don't you steal one?
Well, there's reasons for it. I'll give you an example. There's an article that came out recently about 11 pet Yorkies that were stolen in one Connecticut town in the last 2 weeks. 11 Yorkies, and they assume that people are stealing the purebred dogs because they want to use them for breeding purposes, and even worse, for bait dogs. dogs for dog fighting and whatever.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's my feeling, okay? I have a backyard. I let my dogs out in the backyard to you know, pee, poop, and play for 5 minutes. But if it's more than going to be 3 or 4 minutes, I am out there with them. It makes no difference day or night. When my dogs are in my yard, which, by the way, has a 6-foot fence all around it, I am in the backyard. Let's face it, Doug, dogs will be dogs sometimes, and they're going to get into mischief. They're going to eat something they shouldn't be eating. So the people that have these doggy doors, and I have a doggy door, but my doggy door is closed when I'm not home. I don't know how I hear the horror stories about dogs that go in and out, and they cut their paw, they eat a mushroom out in the backyard, something happens, someone steals. Just recently, this is amazing, a small chihuahua was actually stolen from a backyard by a large hawk and taken away, never to be found again. So these are things you really need to worry about. And the bottom line is, make the backyard interesting. If it's a matter of 5 minutes for a quick pee out in the yard, that's okay. But if he's going to be out there for a time, be out there with him.
Yeah. I don't like leaving her out at night because there are coyotes around. Oh, there are a couple of other dogs. One of the dogs lives in the apartment on the...
Did you see these new coyote vests?
No.
They have these vests that you put on your dog with all kinds of spikes and all kinds of things sticking up all around the dog. So
really?
It goes to grab the dog.
Oh.
They're going to run the opposite. So I don't know if they work or not. I mean, it looks like one of the Huns from many years ago with all these spikes coming out. But they say it can really protect the dog against, you know, a cougar or coyote or whatever. I carry an air horn when I walk my dogs all the time.
You do?
I always have an air horn in my pocket. We have them on the website. They're like $7, Doug. And the reason for that is they're small. They fit in your hand. And if you're walking your dog and you see a coyote or even someone else, a stray dog, a blast of the air horn could really make a big difference.
Here's a story for the ages. Fort Walton, Florida, a possum broke into a liquor store and got drunk as a skunk. The Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge says the possum was brought in by a police officer after a liquor store employee found the animal next to a broken bottle of bourbon. The possum appeared disoriented, excessively salivating, pale, weak pulse. The staff pumped him full of fluids and cared for her until she sobered up. Good God.
Possum. You know, you would never hear that on any other radio show but yours, though.
No.
A drunk? You would not hear that. A drunk possum. Maybe he was just playing possum. Maybe he wasn't really drunk. You know?
That could be it. Didn't think about that. Wow, you can give me a whole new thing.
I always take the side of the animal.
I know you do. What happens when you look into your dog's eyes? The eyes of the dog. I just started looking into Daisy's eyes. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people say you shouldn't stare at dogs, but I stare all the time. In fact, years ago when I was working with packs of wolves, we would do that constantly, and it's not necessarily a challenge. It's the way it's the way it's done. But the eyes are the mirror to the soul. You can tell everything about the personality of a dog or a cat or any animal really by looking into their eyes.
You can communicate with your dog. You really can. Look into that dog's pleading eyes, smiling eyes, whatever. The clever dogs will make it a two-way street, especially when you hand them some food. There's Warren Eckstein. Check out his petshow.com website, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.